Africa Cup of Nations qualifying really getting into full swing this weekend. We're following Ivory Coast and Rwanda. It was going very nicely indeed for Ivory Coast. The latest comes from John James.
Yes, Didier Drogba has found his place in the stands rather than on the pitch, but still on the pitch itself, it's business as usual here. Still 3-0, those three goals coming in the first half. Second half, Ivory Coast have been relaxing a bit, perhaps taking a few too many touches before striking at goal. Rwanda have been having a bit of the ball as well, not quite attacking, but still at least taking some hope from this match. But Ivory Coast still certainly dominating and coasting to a comfortable victory here at the start of their African Nations campaign.
So let's hear your views on the allegations of spot betting levelled at three Pakistan cricketers on their tour of England. And I'm delighted to say we have Zeeshan on the line from Pakistan, because it's terrific to get a view from the country which is hearing these accusations that are so sensitive. Zeeshan, what's your take on what's happened over the past 7 days?
Well, first of all, I would like to thank you to bring me on this show. And my views would be like that the whole issue, the whole match-fixing controversy is not very good, very unfortunate for the game, actually. It's a gentleman's game, and it should remain that way. But unfortunately, this happened, and very sad.
Do you believe the allegations, or like some in Pakistan, and I know also the High Commissioner to London, do you believe that somehow these Pakistan cricketers have been set up?
Well, this depends, because the investigation isn't over yet, and all we are seeing is not concrete evidence, actually. What we are seeing is like, videos and pictures. I mean, everybody can make them. The point is not that, actually. The point is that we should wait till the Scotland Yard is finished with the investigations and the ICC has come up with a conclusion and complete report, and then we can maybe judge whether they are guilty or not, whether they should be punished or not.
Does it affect your love for the sport at all, Zeeshan?
Pardon?
Does it affect how much you love cricket, hearing allegations like this?
Well, it does hurt, actually. But the love for cricket is in Pakistan, it runs in people's blood. It's part of their life. They follow it religiously, and they love every cricketer. They love the team when they're on ground fighting, and they are sometimes very emotional on this as well. Whenever the team loses, they are like shattered, and whenever they win, they are on top of the world. So the love of cricket is something different from this, because it can never be quite low here. It will always remain, and the integrity of the game requires a fan to be faithful to the game as a whole.
And would you be prepared to forgive, do you think, if, and I accept it still very much if, these charges are proven, would you like to see somebody like Mohammed Amir return to the game, possibly after serving some sort of ban?
Well, actually, I would support Mohammed Amir in this case, because he's quite young, and when you are young, you are vulnerable to such cases and such elements that are around you, and it depends on the level of guilt if they have attempted that match fixing or something like that. And if they are guilty, they should be punished depending on the level of offense they have done. But if they are not, then there should be inquiry by ICC and the other, the governing board, that whatever, why the News of the World did that or published a report like that when it was based on false allegations. I hope you'll agree with me on this point.
Zeeshan, stay there if you can. We'll bring in Abdul, who's an Indian cricket fan living in Sheffield in the United Kingdom.
Okay.
Abdul,
yes.
Welcome. What are you thinking right now as we await more allegations promised by the News of the World in Sunday's paper?
Well, I mean, it's I choose my words carefully here because obviously I'm on a public network. My own personal feelings about this is this, all this is pure horse manure. It's the allegations appear to be without any shred of proof. There's a man sat on a table with lots of money. I can actually rig that up in my own living room. My feelings are that it is a setup, and it's unfortunately due to PCB's nature of being politicized. It seems to lack that independence. It seems to be powerless to do much. But I think that this could only happen to Pakistan cricket. I've, over the last few days, I've become a big fan of theirs because I sincerely feel that this would not happen to any other nation but Pakistan. And I don't think that there is anything to it. The Metropolitan Police have done absolutely nothing. And
They've spoken to the players, haven't they? They haven't charged them yet, but they have interviewed all the players.
But they've released them without any charge.
At this moment, absolutely correct. A couple of points I wanted to put to you there, Abdul. One of which was the accusation, effectively. You're saying that you believe that the News of the World has made up these allegations, that they have staged that scenario to put in the paper, which is something they totally and utterly deny.
Yes.
Now, are we really expected to believe that?
Well, are they also... Isn't this the same newspaper that's actually denying tapping... some of our ministers?
Well, they were certainly admitted certain responsibility in that area, but yes, that is a story for listeners in the UK, which is continuing.
Two people have served sentences,
mm-hmm.
right, for, you know, from the same newspaper.
Yes.
Right. That's not really coming out. And one of the things that actually fascinates me beyond anything is after their release... It's yesterday and the previous day, it's BBC, Sky News. The amount of coverage given, the amount of airtime given to this story was actually incredible. It was nonstop.
And more so, you think, because it's Pakistan, which is a very interesting point, which I'd like to just put to Zeeshan to see whether you believe that. Do you think, Zeeshan, that this story has been given much more airtime because there are three Pakistan cricketers affected and because in the past there has been a rather murky history of claims and allegations and in some cases players being banned or fined from the team?
Well, what I think is that whenever a Pakistani commits a crime or is supposed to commit a crime, alleged to be committing a crime, then the whole airtime is given to them. I mean, I was checking Sky News 2 days back, and it was like five of the headline news were, three of them were belonging to Pakistan. The players are being interrogated by police and like that. I mean, what about other players? I mean, they have been doing some, you know, bad stuff in cricket as well. But why the highlight is only given to Pakistanis? My views might not be that much, agreeable, but that's what I think. And I would agree with Abdul that whatever he's saying is quite right, actually. I mean, the evidence that they are giving, I mean, on the video, there is no any kind of timestamp. There is nothing concrete on the in terms of pictures as well. I mean, they are coming up with these stuff and saying that... you know, they are involved in spot fixing and like that. And Mazhar Majeed, the guy, is placing the money on the table as if he knows where the camera is and he's in a film or something like that.
One thing we could say, Abdul, just to finish with the two of you, is that there is at least a huge amount of circumstantial evidence surrounding some sort of match fixing in Pakistan over the years, although I will accept that it has been very, very difficult to prove many of these wrongdoings.
Right.
Would you not say that the weight of circumstantial evidence means that this needs to be thoroughly investigated by the ICC?
No, absolutely not. I'm totally with the police. It's wherever the police go. I mean, they would have much more information than any media, any media person or people like me who's really basing their arguments on a feeling. So really, I would have to go with the police. I'll draw your attention to one thing, the ball tampering in the 90s. You have two very exciting bowlers, both come along from the same country, and the whole cricketing world got excited, and suddenly what we have is ball tampering allegation after ball tampering. They've even lost test matches because of that ball tampering. Right? Never has there been a shred of evidence to actually conclude those allegations. But yet, it happened to Pakistan. And I think this is another one that could have only happened to Pakistan. And one problem being, is the ICC is whoever sits at the